Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I just made a huge deal with China. You farmers and ranchers, you're going to want to buy more land and bigger tractors. The deal is that good, this I can tell you. So I know they aren't making any more land, but they are making bigger tractors, and probably the best place in the world to get one is Great Plains Kubota. They're fantastic. It's a really good dealership, and I know that they'll make you the best deal on a new Kubota tractor. And don't forget, 10-year warranty. It's the best there is. In fact, it's the only one there is, and that's the truth. Go to gpkubota.com. It's that easy, and everybody knows it.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, moderate cash trade did develop yesterday in our part of the country at about $122, and that is steady with the trade we saw midweek, but $2 lower than last week. The underlying pressure in the complex is not a significant surprise given the fact that futures trade has tumbled lower the last week and beef values have been lackluster at best. Yesterday's trade in the north was limited to $194 to $195, but some trade will potentially hold out until that cattle inventory report comes out this afternoon. Although this may not prove to be a significant change in market structure, the expectation of lower overall cattle inventory, especially lower beef cow numbers, should bring some underlying support to the entire complex. Hog futures trade continues to be in free fall, with everyone searching and looking for a bottom, but no one knowing just how much further it will move before panic selling stops. Limit losses in all nearby hog contracts yesterday not only pushes contracts to or near contract lows, but expands the aggressive losses over the last week. In similar fashion to Thursday, wheat markets are mixed, with winter wheat contracts lower while Minneapolis spring wheat posts gains. The selling exhaustion tail left on the March Kansas City wheat chart after yesterday is a positive, especially if those lows can be avoided until at least next week. Stabilizing trade overnight, with March corn futures posting small gains in response to yesterday's sell-off. The focus was definitely on China and the coronavirus yesterday, as China-centric commodities were hardest hit. Soybean futures saw double-digit losses, while hog futures closed limit down. Strength in soybeans and soy meal overnight, while soybean oil is relegated to another session of losses. Some stability is encouraging to see after the bloodletting that occurred on Thursday. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, February live cattle up 2 cents, 121.77. April down 2 cents, 120.20. March feeder cattle up 67 cents, 135.65. April up 5 cents, 137.12. February hogs down $3, 61.30. April down $3 at 65.82. Kansas City wheat, the March down a penny, 471. May was down 1 cent, 478.5. Chicago wheat, March down 1 3/4 at 560.5. May was down 2 3/4 at 558.5. March corn down 4 3/4 at 379.5. May down 4 3/4 at 384 3/4. March soybeans down 16 3/4 at 876 1/4. May was down 16.5 at 890.5. March cotton down 101, 69.05. The May down 105 at 69.64. March crude up 36, 52.50. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.